Hey yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it.
We're going to dive into a topic that really is essential for you and your yoga business to survive in terms of making sales in 2025, right? And that's what we want. We want to be able to make sales. We're no longer in this era where you can just put a sales page up and, you know, run a few ads and then just expect consistent enrollments to come in without doing much else. Okay. So this is the kind of plug and play template approach that has been quite popular in the online space over recent years. And it just doesn't cut it anymore because there's a lot more noise, right? More people are online. Everyone's online. So your audience is actually more discerning than ever. And, you know, if you want people to notice you and you want them to trust you, okay, because trust is a big thing. We know that, right? In order to make sales, we need to build trust. And if we want people to say yes to what we're putting out there, then we need to have a marketing strategy that's not just a checklist of tasks, but is actually a holistic ecosystem. Okay, so this is a system that connects your content with your email list and your offerings and your message, okay, into this powerful, consistent experience for your community. And I think that's quite key, that word experience. For you to really think of your marketing in terms of an experience for your students and for your community. Okay. So your marketing in terms of any kind of events that you do and the content and the emails, it becomes an experience for people. And so I like to call this a holistic marketing strategy, going to show you exactly why this approach is important. Okay. And what it looks like and how to start building it. Okay, because we're ditching overwhelm here. This isn't about doing more, actually. This is about having intention and doing with in alignment and having structure and having a system. Okay, and quite often that's what we're missing, right? We know what we need to do in terms of the marketing, but it's actually bringing it all together. Okay, so let's just start with the why. Okay, because understanding this part is actually going to shift the way you think about marketing forever. And right now, the online space, as you know, okay, it's louder than it's ever been. Your students are scrolling past hundreds of posts every single day. And, you know, they're getting access to tons of posts, tons of emails, videos, and offerings actually every single day. And so here's where, you know, most yoga business owners, or here's what most yoga business owners underestimate, is that it actually takes dozens of touch points. Okay. There's research now that suggests it's between 30 and 50 touch points. And a touch point is an interaction with your brand, with your business. It used to be 7. Okay, so it's shot up. Why? Because the space is busier than ever, right? There's more going on. It's I wouldn't say overcrowded or saturated. I don't like to use those words because there's definitely enough for everyone, okay? This is why we need to narrow in and find our people and become specific so our message cuts through all of that noise. But it takes a lot longer now. It takes more experiences with your business, sometimes over weeks or even months before someone is going to be ready to buy from you. And that's not because you're doing something wrong. And it's also not because people aren't buying anymore. Okay. You may have heard that in the space, people saying that. It's just because this is how human behavior works right now. And that's it. So again, come back to your own experiences. But someone might see your reel today, okay, and they barely even register it. Tomorrow, they might spot your name, your business in their inbox, but perhaps they don't even open the email. Okay, they just see it in their inbox. Next week, they hear you on a podcast. Something starts to click, okay? And then a few days after that, they opt in for your freebie. Then they start getting your emails. Okay, so you can think now, you know, like a dozen more moments, and now maybe they're ready to join you in something. So that is the reality of the modern buyer journey, and it's unpredictable. Okay, it's rarely linear. And that's why you can't just rely on a single funnel or a single platform like Instagram. If that's your marketing, you can't rely on that to just do all the heavy lifting and to bring in the sales. Okay, is this landing, guys? Is the why landing? Why we need this holistic approach? Because many people, many yoga teachers, and maybe you feel this yourself, you know, are trying to make that outdated model work that used to work. Building one freebie, right? One opt-in freebie, one funnel, a handful of emails, maybe posting a little bit on social when you remember, and then you're hoping that it's all going to lead to consistent sales. So if your marketing is feeling like that, like it's feeling scattered or inconsistent or maybe one dimensional, i.e. you're just relying on Instagram, then your growth is going to be too. Okay, that's the reality of it. So we need to start thinking more holistically and really start to bring everything together. And the great thing about this, guys, you know, is that there are many platforms out there. There's many ways to attract and nurture your community. And so this is positive, right? There's many ways to attract and nurture your community. And so it's just about having a system that allows you to share your content across multiple platforms and bring everything together. Okay. This is the strategy that really shows up for your audience, okay, at every stage of their journey. Because remember, a consumer also has their buying decision process that's going on in their mind, okay? So they're going through a buying journey at the same time that you're sharing all your content and connecting with them in different ways, okay? So this holistic marketing approach just keeps what you are sharing, it keeps your offers and it keeps your message circulating across these multiple channels. And that builds trust. Yeah, that builds trust. One thing to say with that is that it doesn't require you to be everywhere doing everything all at once. You just need a plan. Yeah, you need a plan that brings your content and your lead generation, i.e. getting people onto your email list, and your nurturing activity, those emails and showing up on social, and your sales, okay, asking people for a sale, making sure you're speaking about your offerings. Again, this can be a key part that maybe you're missing. You're not feeling confident to show up and sell. That can be a big thing. But all of those things, it brings them into alignment, doesn't it? So that they work together instead of in separate silos. So let's just break this down then. There's four key components. And even if one of them is missing, it's going to create this bottleneck. So the first thing then is audience growth. Okay, so this is your entry point. This is something that you need to be doing all the time. It's really how people find you. So how do they do that? We're talking about your organic content. Okay, so your Instagram posts, your reels, your stories, and the long form content. Okay, so this is where having a podcast comes into play and, you know, blog posts or your YouTube, if that's part of your strategy. You can also amplify this with visibility ads, okay? So just simple strategic content ads that put your business in front of new people every single day, okay? That's also an option. And Pete, someone might discover you from an ad, but then not take action right away. They might go to, your profile or your landing page, and they take a look around. Maybe they go and check you out on Instagram and they watch your stories, but then they disappear. Okay, and that's the real journey, but it starts with this visibility. So ask yourself, what am I doing to consistently grow my audience with new people and the right people? Okay, aligned. It needs to be in alignment, doesn't it? Qualified people. How do we qualify someone? We have a freebie that's relatable to them, that's aligned with what you offer. Okay, that is speaking to your ideal student, that's niche specific. We qualify someone with that. We're not having a general 30-minute yoga class. Okay, the second thing is lead generation. So when someone comes into your world, you want to then guide them, right, into a deeper level of connection. And this is where your opt-in comes in, like whether it's this free guide or a webinar or a challenge or a bundle of something, toolkit, whatever it might be. This is how you're going to take someone from being kind of like a curious follower to actually an interested potential student. So this is what I was saying before around, qualifying someone with your opt-in freebie. You want to grow your email list with people who are actually qualified, okay? So that when you move into actually launching your online course and launching your offerings, you have a list of people who are perfect for that. They're the ideal fit for that. So don't just assume that like you put that thing out there and people are just going to magically sign up. That's not how it works. You need to promote it. And this is the biggest thing. It's like, teachers come to me and they're like, oh, well, I've got my freebie and I've, my email list isn't growing. And then I ask that question, well, when was the last time that you shared it? Okay, so yeah, look at that. Like you need to actively promote it, and you can do that through your social medias, where social media really comes into play, through your stories, through mentioning it on your, if you have a podcast, and obviously through paid ads as well. That's an option as well, to actually push it to your warm audiences that aren't yet on your email list. Okay, so that's a really simple strategy and place to start, is with your warm audiences who aren't on your email list. So this is why this ecosystem matters. Like every piece works. Yeah. So number three is to nurture. Okay, so we're building audience, number one, we're lead generation, number two, which is getting people on your email list, and then we're nurturing. And this is the part where most people skip. Okay, so they will have a welcome email, or they'll deliver one or maybe two emails when someone signs up, and then that's it. So again, just recognize yourself with this. Like, how often are you emailing your list? Does that email sequence that someone gets when they first opt into your freebie, how comprehensive is it? Is it just one email, or are there a few follow-up emails that they get as well? So this is so important. Most people aren't going to buy, as I said, right? Most people aren't going to buy. They're not going to be ready to buy as soon as they join your list. They need more time, right? They need to, it's this know, like, and trust. They need to see that what you're offering is the right fit. And that is the purpose of nurturing. Nurturing really happens through the consistent email marketing, not just the welcome email sequence. Okay, we've sent that email sequence. Now what? Are you sending weekly value-packed emails that help you to deepen that relationship? It also happens through the content that you keep showing up with on social. Yeah, and your podcast and stories. All of these things really helps to keep you top of mind. Okay, it's not that, someone just signs up for something and they will remember you if you disappear. They won't. If you have a freebie, someone signs up and then they don't hear from you for a month, they're going to forget. They're going to forget who you are when you pop up in their inbox again. Okay, and especially if, they're following you on social as well at the same time, and you're being inconsistent with how you post there as well, they're going to forget. So it's a wasted opportunity then, isn't it? You know, you've gone to all that effort to actually put the freebie together, only to not show up and follow up and nurture, okay? This is about re-engagement, isn't it? It's re-engaging with people. And, you know, not every email that you send needs to be just value. Okay, it's okay to regularly sell in those emails as well. Okay, that is part of building a sustainable business, isn't it? So just on that, just to go a bit deeper with that, your business is obviously here to make an impact, but businesses make money, right? That's what businesses do. Businesses make money. And so in order to do that, we need to build that trust, okay, so that we can sell to our audience that we have grown, right? So this is why all these parts fit together. The fourth part is conversion, okay? So this builds on what I was just talking on there around your sales. And, you know, the conversion part of this can also include your live launches and your evergreen funnels that you have, okay? So that could be someone's come in on a freebie and then that email nurture sequence is actually going to end up selling to them. Maybe it's a low ticket offer that's related to the freebie that they signed up for. So conversion includes your live launches, your evergreen funnels, your sales emails, your DMs, follow-ups, all the ways that you actually ask someone, okay? So I call this the ask, right? You are asking someone to join your program or your course or your membership or masterclass or whatever it might be. And the reality here is that only 1-3% of your leads will buy right away, like through an evergreen funnel. Or if you're doing a live launch, you can expect between 3-5% of people to convert. And what does this mean? Okay, if that is the reality of the numbers that we're working with, it means that the rest of our marketing ecosystem, okay, this holistic marketing strategy needs to be strong enough to keep working for the rest of those people. You know, it could be 97% or 95% of people who have come into your space who haven't yet converted. Okay, so when they are ready, your offer, what you're putting out there, what you're selling to them is the obvious next step. So this is why I recommend having both the live launches and, you know, evergreen offers, whether that's low ticket upwards, but those two really working together can help to create that consistent flow of sales without you relying on kind of, you know, hoping someone's just going to stumble across your offer or, you know, hustling for it essentially. And, you know, I teach this inside our programs. I teach the Freedom Launch Method, which incorporates both evergreen elements and live launching, and depending on where you're at in your business. Okay. Okay. So those four components then, number one, audience growth, number two, lead generation, number three, nurturing, and number four, conversion. Okay. We need these four pillars to work in harmony. And when they do, your business is rolling, it's flowing, it's in alignment. Okay. Those parts are in alignment and you become more profitable. Yeah, you become more sustainable. And having this knowledge of, you know, consumer buying and what it looks like right now in 2025 and why we need to have this holistic approach to our marketing in order to have those four key pillars working together. So we've walked through the structure, okay, those four elements, essential layers, okay, to this holistic strategy. But let's just talk about, you know, what kind of glues it together? What like ties everything together to really kind of make sure that your content resonates and your what you're putting out there or your funnel, whether it's evergreen or live, is converting and your people actually feel something, right? When they come across your brand, what is it? What is it that ties everything? What is it that's the glue to all of this? Your message, your brand voice. Okay. So, you know, without a clear, powerful, aligned message, even the best strategy is going to fall flat. Okay. You can be doing all the right things, posting regularly, you know, sending emails, running ads, if your message isn't connecting with your people, then they're not going to understand, are they, that you can help them or how you can help them or why it matters even. They're just not going to understand it. So this is why we have to go from generic to specific. And this is deeper than, you know, the kind of the aesthetics of your brand, although that does matter, of course. But I'm really talking about, you know, things like the values that you stand for or the tone that you speak. Yeah, the tone that you use, the way that people feel when they interact with your content or when they join your community. Yeah, what's this kind of energetic component that they walk away with? Like, do they feel seen? Do they feel inspired? Do they feel activated? Yeah, maybe you just really, you know, pointed out the exact problem that they've been struggling with. Like, that is what powerful messaging does. You know, they're like, wow, he or she understands me. Yeah. So this messaging needs to show up everywhere. It needs to be aligned. You really need to think about this. You need to do the work on the messaging. It requires you to fully understand who you're serving and speak on the scenarios that goes on in their life. Yeah, not just the surface level, oh, you're suffering with stress and overwhelm. I mean, isn't most of the world, you know, like, it's just so generic, isn't it? You know, we have to dig deeper. Like, what are the specific things going on in their life right now that you can speak about that when someone reads, they're like, whoa, wow, yeah, this is me. This is for me. This is the right place for me. Yeah, so it's not just about having this content or this messaging on your sales page or just in your emails. Like, it needs to be across everything. And don't be afraid of like sounding like a broken record. Like, it should be like that. Yeah, this voice, this message is really what builds trust at scale. Yeah, it turns people into followers to paying students. So how do you know if your message isn't landing? Well, one key way is like, are you posting and nothing's happening? Yeah, are you posting, it's not landing, it's not, no one's engaging? Or are you growing your list and no one's buying? Yeah, look at your messaging. Is it aligned? Is it clear? Does it reflect your true experience and the transformation that you're offering to people? It's really the heartbeat of this marketing ecosystem. Like, you need to create this million-dollar messaging. Like, that is the standard here. Like, it needs to be so dialed in. It's like so key to everything that is happening in your business that you're doing through your marketing. The thing with this is that you're not supposed to just build this entire holistic marketing strategy overnight. So the key thing is to ensure that you're being strategic. You know, if we can start from that place, then it becomes more sustainable. So let's talk about how we can do that. As I said, the first thing is you don't have to have everything in place from day one. And then I just really want you to pick one focus area and go deep on it, you know, because it's that depth that really builds the results. Yeah, it's definitely not like, you know, just shallow effort across too many things. We need to look at where's the gap right now? You know, if you sometimes open your laptop and to work on your business and you're like, well, what do I work on? Okay, well, find the gap. Where are you at in this stage? So another thing that you can do is look at what areas in terms of like content or, you know, email marketing or maybe even ads, you know, which area of your business needs more attention right now? Where are you seeing some momentum and where are you feeling stuck? Because there's always going to be kind of seasons in your business, right? Where, you know, some months you pour your energy into growing your email list. And, you know, other times you might just really focus on your content, or perhaps you start investing in some ads. You know, this isn't about having a perfect balance, you know, especially when you're doing this on your own. It's about being intentional, isn't it? It's about having some focus to work on something that maybe you've forgotten about for a while, you know, and get it reactivated. Okay. Another pointer here is get support. Okay, let me just be blunt with this. Like, doing all of this alone is the slowest path to growth. You are the visionary of your business. Like, your role is to create, it is to lead, it's to teach, is to innovate. It's not to be buried in back-end tasks in your business and trying to learn every tech platform under the sun. So, ways to get support then, a VA. You know, bring a VA in for a couple of hours a week to help with scheduling, to help with admin. List out for the next 2 weeks all the things that you do in your business, every single thing listed out in your business. And then look at that list and you'll clearly see, okay, there are things here that I don't need to be doing that I could delegate to someone else that will free up my time, that thing that I keep doing. Right? I free up my time so I can spend it on, working on my online course or working on look my launch strategy and my next online challenge or working on building out a summit or starting my podcast. All these other things that are going to help you with visibility, audience growth, lead generation, nurturing, and conversions. Okay, those four things that we've spoke about. Perhaps you get a designer. Right? Maybe you bring in a designer on bring a designer on board. Perhaps you're struggling with Canva. Look at the places in your business where you are struggling. You do not need to have a zone of genius in every single part of your business. Recognize that and outsource the areas where you struggle. Because I promise you, those struggles are taking up a lot of time. And then, of course, a coach or a mentor, someone who's walked this path, someone that can help you to co-create the strategy. Yeah. Remember that your time is best spent on what only you can do, right? Putting your message out there, serving your students, creating the magic in your business. Yeah. So you might not see full return on your efforts immediately. Okay, we have to remember that. Like, success in marketing, it doesn't happen in a week. It builds, it compounds over weeks and months of consistent showing up, consistently giving value, consistently connecting with your audience, your followers, having those DM conversations, reaching out to someone when they follow you. Are you doing these things? Are people in your DMs and maybe you're not responding or you're not following up? You've probably got people in your DMs or in Messenger that you've had conversations with in the past, and then you've allowed it to go flat. Or maybe you shared a freebie, or maybe you've used the ManyChat automation. We do that a lot with our Instagram, and then you've got this kind of automation going on in the DMs, and then you leave it and you don't do anything with that. That person wanted your thing. They came into your space, they're in your DMs. Did you follow up with them? Did you say, hey, how did you get on with that? Do you have any questions? Okay, so that is the nurturing. It's not just the email sequences and the regular emails, it's also that as well, to make sure you are staying front of mind, because the person who buys this month is most likely the person who downloaded your freebie 90 days ago. Yeah, so we have to keep, or even longer perhaps. Okay, but now you know what you need. Right? We need systems. We need to bring it all together. We need this holistic strategy. Yeah. You don't need to do it all at once. You just need to do it with intention. Audit what you're doing right now. Like, be really honest. Am I showing up consistently? Am I already doing that? Which of the four key areas, right? The audience growth, lead generation, nurturing, and conversions, which is my strongest? And which has the biggest gap? Or the biggest opportunity, essentially. Yeah. So take a look at that, do the audit, and then pick the area. This is the second step. Pick the area that's going to move things forward quickly for you right now. Yeah. Which is the area that you need to really focus on and pour your energy and attention into? Yeah, create some depth there before you move on to the next thing. Because this is where the overwhelm kicks in, is when we're like, oh, I've got all these gaps, I need to do everything all at once. And then we try to do a bit of this and a bit of that and a bit of this and a bit of that. And nothing's landing, nothing's sticking. It's not deep enough. It's shallow, isn't it? It's surface level effort. You know, we need to focus on one thing, put our attention there, and then move on to the next. You know, with the mindset of I am building a sustainable business, it doesn't all happen overnight. Give myself the time and the space to actually build it out properly. And, you know, if you're feeling stretched, look at that. Make a decision about support. You know, who do you need to bring in? Yeah, whether you need to hire a VA or whether you need to get some other support in some other way. But if you're not, we are here to support you. Like, we have a program for you at every level of your business. Okay, whether that's, you know, Yogipreneur membership, if you're starting from scratch, the Profitable Yoga Teacher program, if you're ready to create and launch your online course, and then Visionary, which is our mastermind. If you're already thriving and you're ready to take it up the next level, you know, with evergreen funnels and product strategy, better systems, team support, stepping into your leadership and all of that. Remember that your message is here to be heard, okay? Your offers deserve to reach the right people, and also your energy deserves to be protected in the process. And this is the most important part. This is why we need the system, because if we, without it, guys, we're trying to do everything without a system, without a process, what happens? Burnout. Okay, so we need to future-proof what we're doing and really build a strategy that's going to work even when you're not there. Right? When you're resting, it's going to continue to nurture people. It's going to continue to bring sales in because it's rooted in that depth and that alignment and consistency. Yeah, this is really that evolution that you're going on from, you know, starting out as the hustling yoga teacher to becoming this visionary yoga business owner and CEO. Like, this is what we do here at Digital Yoga Academy. We're building yoga visionary CEOs here, right? We're taking you from there and helping you to create these systems that you need. Okay, wonderful stuff. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast, brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.